we're going to catch up with Brad Spicer, who's found himself a very nice horse in Extra Brute.
At the 500 metres, by about a length and a half, Sikorsky Louis the Legend. They were followed by on the outside, running on here is Power of Attorney, Extra Brute. Piero Pan back to the inside, Research running on. Savoir as they reach the 300 metres in front. Off Sikorsky the outside, then Louis the Legend, Extra Brute down the middle of the track. It's Sikorsky at the 150 and Savoir, Extra Brute right down the middle, is thumping home now. Sikorsky, Extra Brute! Extra Brute over the top takes the lead, and Extra Brute won it by a length and a quarter. Sikorsky and Savoir, followed by Louis the Legend, exclusively ours and Savio.
One of the most impressive winners anywhere in Australia yesterday was the three-year-old Doomsday colt Extra Brute. He's with the Brad Spicer Syndications Group, and Brad joins us all the way from the UK on the program this morning. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, morning, Joe. It's 10 o'clock over here at the moment. Just got off the plane, so looking forward to getting out to the sales and having a look at the horses. So just something different that we're trying this year.
Yeah. We'll get onto that in a moment. But firstly, Brad, you must have been so impressed with your colt winning at Flemington yesterday.
Yeah, he was really impressive. He's just from that gate, I just thought he might struggle a little bit to overhaul them late. But obviously Johnny Allen knows the horse really well. Tommy's run to perfection. And look, he seems to really knuckle down when he sees the winning post, because I thought he was going to run a nice second or third, but in that last 50 metres, he really knuckled down and sort of put him to bay pretty easily. And what I liked about it, he was really strong through the line, and obviously we're probably thinking more about the Derby with him than the Guinea, so it's nice to see those horses hit the line and run right through it. So it gives you great confidence he can get the 2,500, because it's a big ask in the first preparation of a horse to go to the 2,500. And we see year in, year out, a lot of those horses sort of have a pretty big attrition rate out of the Derby. So, I'm sure if Darren thinks that he's not up to it, or he's not coping mentally or physically, I'm sure he'll put him away, because he's a nice horse for the future.
He is, and you only unleashed him back in August in a maiden at Geelong, where he was defeated. But since then, he's now gone on to win three consecutive races. He looks an outstanding horse for the longer term.
Yeah, it's amazing what confidence does for a horse. I think, Darren's always got the right method in placing these horses right in the country first, and then bringing them through the city. And he just keeps, every time he goes to the race, he just keeps, raising the bar. So hopefully he can keep continuing on to the Derby. It's always been a dream of mine to win a Derby. It's always been one of the bucket list races. And the Billionaire ran fourth in the Derby 2012. There's a bit shin sore too going to the Derby, so we sort of had to nurse him through, and it was a bit unlucky in the end, but it's nice to have a live chance this year.
Mm. Okay, the horse as a type, he's a cracker. He's a beautiful actioned horse as well, Brad.
Yeah, he's got that real smooth action, and what I like, he gets his head down and he really tries and puts his ears back. He's a horse we sourced from the Classic Sale, Joe. Bought it from Grange Thoroughbreds there, Gary Mudgeway, and we think we paid about 100K for him at that sale. And Jeremy Rogers was working for Darren Weir at the time and came straight up after the sale and said that Darren loved to train the horse. So didn't have a trainer in mind at that stage, and it was pretty much a coincidence that Jeremy came up and thought, well, what better trainer than Darren? He loves his staying type of horses. And he did look like a big leggy sort of a colt at that stage too, that he definitely look like a colt that had won a trip.
Mm. And Brad, you're in England at the moment for the sales. What are the plans there?
Look, we've got a couple of clients that want to buy some staying yearlings from over here. Obviously, we've seen Furion and 50 Stars come out and get the job done in Australia for Darren just recently. So we're just going to try something different and try and find some nice stamina over here and bring them back to Australia. And obviously they're going to be 6 months behind all our other horses over there. But, if we can get them going towards an autumn three-year-old campaign and just take them along nice and slow, and hopefully, we can put them towards some nice, cups and classic style races.
Now, are there many other Australians there at the moment?
I just ran into Brian Carlson from Emirates. He was just on the way out to the sale to look at some horses. So Paul Moroney's always over here. There's always a pretty strong contingent of Australians. It's obviously the equivalent of our Easter sale, so it's pretty strong and competitive. I think all the sheikhs are here, so I'm just hoping to get a bone there down towards the bottom end of the market, Joe.
Well, they've become increasingly competitive, haven't they, those sales over the past few years, particularly with the number of Australians that are heading there in the hope that they may find a cup horse.
Yeah, that's it. And I think we're trying to find those sort of backward yearlings that are going to take a bit of time. And I think if you shop down at the bottom end, you can actually find a bit of value over here. So that's the theory. Now we're going to put it into practice. So we had a tell in about 3 years' time if it's going to work or not, Joe.
And you've got to hit the ground running, don't you? Gee whiz, a long-haul flight and then straight out to Newmarket.
Yeah, so I flew in last night and so straight through and probably won't sleep for 36 hours. So we'll get out to the sales today and just have a look at a, you know, probably just a half day today. And the sale kicks off on the 9th and I'll fly back in. I think I arrive back in on Guineas Eve, so just in time to get to the Caulfield Guineas.
Oh, very good. Well, Extra Brute looks like a really exciting prospect for you, Brad, and we wish you all the best of luck trying to win your first Victoria Derby.
Thanks very much, Joe. Really looking forward to it.
All right. That's Brad Spicer, their colt by Doomsday. Extra Brute looks a real star in the making. Follow his progress towards the Derby at Flemington next month.